Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Here. Yeah, I answered you. You are not hearing me? I'm not sure what happened here. I know you called. I was answering you. I don't know what happened. Okay, not sure what happened. Okay, you did not hear me. And my microphone and everything is on. Yes, please call again and let's see what happened. Come on, I don't want changes today. Okay. How are you guys? You can call back, Grace. I saw you guys and I was calling, so I don't know if I'm having problems with my...
Hey, Daphne, I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Miss Daphne, can you hear me? Miss Daphne, if you're talking, I cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Oh, hello. All right. Thank you. I'm going to ask my other friend to call back. Oh, this technology is something else. Thank you, ladies, for calling in. I'm going to ask my friend Autumn to call back, too. So, hi, Style. Thank you for calling in. Can you imagine all the preparation? And I think, Autumn, you can call me again. I'm on now with Style. So,
but guess what? The preparation happened so you and I can talk tonight.
Yeah, tell me about it. And I'll have to welcome her because you know something? Every time I have a guest from Israel or Finland, Australia or the UK, they always oversleep.
I'm sure. The time difference, killer.
The time difference. And I like to have live shows, you know, because
of
it's
course.
So much energy and it gives the listeners the opportunity to call in.
Of course.
So,
yes.
Thank you so much for calling and for supporting me here.
On
this radio, yes, because here on this platform, I'm celebrating 7 years plus, and I'm going to open Autumn's line as well, and the three of us can be in a conversation. Are you okay with that?
Oh, perfect. Absolutely, yes, please.
Hey, Autumn.
Hello.
Can you hear?
Hey.
Style.
Yes,
Style,
I hear everybody.
Yes, Style is on the phone too, and I was telling, oh, wonderful, thank you. I want you to mark the show favorite, and then you can follow me and you'll get announcement. As a matter of fact, my guest for this Monday morning is going to be Style, so you can join in then if you're not at work. And even if you're at work, you can see the archive episodes. Where are you from, Amber? Where are you joining from?
Oh, I'm joining from Maryland.
Oh, yes. I saw the MD next. So I was telling Style that This is my seventh year. And back in April, I think I checked and I have had guests from 21 different countries.
Wow.
So we are all over the world. I think we are close to 700 episodes here on the show.
International woman.
Yes, thank yes. you, thank you. You know, it's such a blessing to be able to touch people's lives in this way, because I had no understanding about the scope of my expansion. And I think it was 3 years ago I decided I was going to have a virtual birthday party. Thank you. And people were calling. Oh, hey, Gerber is joining us from India. Well, welcome.
Hmm.
I have two of the ladies from Periscope on the phone with us. I don't know if you have international call in, Gerber. If you do and wish to join the conversation, you may join us. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. Or if you have Skype, you can use Skype as well. So you are welcome to join into the conversation, because my honored guest did not call in from the UK. And so if anybody have any questions that they would like to ask me, the lady that was coming, her name is Lolette. Can you guys see that? Those who are in the chat, in Periscope. Her name was is Lolette Hudson, L-O-L-R-E-T-T, Hudson. And she founded an organization called One Hand Can Clap. She's from Jamaican, and what I just spoke to you was a Jamaican dialect. So what she did, she founded an organization, as I said, the name is One Hand Can Clap, and she created a curriculum around that, and the curriculum consists of 52 cards with Jamaican proverbs as endured wisdom and inspiration. So what she does, she goes into the corporation, and for example, I'm going to read one of the cards. Any of you ladies know Jamaican dialect?
No, I don't know.
It's called, our Jamaican dialect is called Patois. Is a mixture of English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, okay, that's all right if you don't have. You can still just listen to what I'm saying to the ladies. So, excuse me. What I'm going to read now is the Jamaican dialect, and I'm going to read it in Jamaican dialect. Them make bad things make laugh, okay? So them take bad things make laugh. So that was the Jamaican dialect. And here is the English translation. Being able to laugh during a bad situation. See the funny side of everything. Isn't that neat? Thank
that
you.
That is different. Yes, I like it. That's pretty awesome, especially when you can think about it and realize. Yeah, I was just thinking what you said is awesome, because sometimes you can be going through something really overwhelming, but if you stop and just try to see the funny in it, it will get you through it.
Yes, I want to repeat what you say so the people in Periscope here. Skyle had just said that she liked what I just read, because it doesn't matter what you're going through. You need to take a break and see the funny side and joke out of it. This way you don't go through too much stress with what's got. You can take things lightly. And a lot of times that will help you to sort things out. So here is one more. Rain a fall, but dirty tough. Rain a fall, but dirty tough. Anybody want to take a try at what that means?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Hear this note. The English translation is failure in everything we attempt means hardship, adversities. So, rain a fall, but dirty tough. What we call dirty in our language is the soil, the earth. So although you are getting plenty of showers, the showers or the water is not penetrating the soil. So it is still hard. You see? So we go through life and we get adversities and things happen. However, we have to get up and brush ourselves off and do that. And do it again. Call lizard no good fi eat, him no afraid fi walk a road late. Because lizard no good fi eat, him no afraid fi walk a road late. English, people who don't value themselves can't respect others. That's a sign of low self-esteem.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Isn't this a good one? Wouldn't this be a way? Guess what? This is her calling.
Oh, yay.
Lolette?
Hello, my dear. How are you?
You are very... What, you overslept? You need to call the radio. We have 36 minutes remaining. Go ahead and call the number quickly. The number is 646-915-8166. 646.
Okay.
646-915-8166. We only have 36 minutes remaining.
All right, no problem.
Okay, go ahead and call. Oh, praise the Lord. I think she overslept or she get the time mixed up because she's saying something is about 1 now. I don't know what she's saying. I'm just glad she's calling. So, and she end up calling my landline. So, stay where you are, ladies, and I'll introduce you and we'll get what we can out of her. I wish I know how to extend time, but I don't know. So, we are going to get all we can out of here. Oh, style hung up. She probably got dropped off. Okay, come on, come on, come on. Okay, she joined back. All right, Storm, I noticed you got dropped off. Amber, you are still there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, come on, lady, dial in. We have 35 seconds. So we're not going to talk about her story. We're just going to go into the meat of her organization. I'm here. Hey, Gerber, yes. She's calling in now. She just called me on the landline, so I'm waiting to see her pop up on my thing. Well, here you are. Here you are. Can you hear me, Lolette?
Yes, I can.
Yes, we have to talk afterwards. I just want to utilize the 34 minutes. I've read your profile. I was going through some of the cards because I had my folks from Periscope called in. I have a lady from India on the line. I have a lady from Maryland on the phone. Another lady from Boston on the phone. So I'm not going to, they can go back and read your bio and everything. I just want to get all we can in the next 34 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about One Hand Can Clap. I was just going through the cards with them here. Because lizard no good for eat, him no afraid for walk road late. That's what I was just going through with them and explain. So they had an understanding about that. What I want for you to go ahead and talk now, let them know how you have created this curriculum, why you did it, and how you are using it to make the wave you are in the UK. You
so,
there?
All right. Yes, I'm here. Do I go now?
Yes.
Okay.
I basically believe that the older generation are passing away, and storytelling, it's something that's been handed down throughout the generation. And I want the younger generation coming up to know the values that's been handed down. And I created these cards to really teach leadership. My grandmother taught me leadership.
Yes.
In her own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want that functional way, you know, commonsensical way of being for young
Lolette, hold on. Let me tell the people on Periscope what you said, because they can't hear you, so I need to let them know. Lolette called in, and she's explaining why she created the cards that I've been going over with you guys for the past hour. And she said part of why she did that was because the older generation are dying out. So this is one way of preserving the legacy for our elders. Okay? So go ahead, Lolette.
Okay. So it's commonsensical way to teach creativity, you know, because language is so powerful.
Right.
The lady
from India says, that's amazing. Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So it's one way to teach history. It's one way to teach creativity. And it's one way to really look at values.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the proverb, One Uncle Club, it's about working collectively together.
Mm-hmm.
It's about teamwork.
Okay.
You know, it's really looking at collaboration.
Let me tell them that. So, you said using the card and this curriculum is one way of teaching history, culture, and what else again?
Creativity.
Creativity.
And values.
And values. Putting it for the people in Periscope. Go ahead.
Okay. And so, the way I was brought up, you know, it's a solid foundation to live your life by.
Mm-hmm.
And it still maintained me today.
Yes, yes. She just shared, both of us are from the same cultural heritage. We are both Jamaican, and she says the way she was brought up, although she's an adult now, those values that was instilled in her as a child, although she lives in a different country now, the still values is what governs her body. The people like that, Lolette, they're giving a lot of hearts for that. That means that they believe in that, and they support what that is.
Mm.
And that's why, because even when I was sharing the card with them, they were so excited about it. And we are going to arrange to have you back, and I hope I can figure out how we can let them hear what you're saying. But I just need to tell them what you're saying in between, and this is really adding value to them. Yes, so...
Good.
I know that you use this in some big corporations. You use it with individuals. What are some of the experiences that the people have gathered from what you're doing with the work?
The experience is that regardless of your background, you know, language is where your power lies.
Exactly.
And if you,
what she says, that regardless of your background, language is where your power lies. And she's so right. It's like love. When people are falling in love, it doesn't matter what language you speak. When your heart loves somebody, the heart loves them. That is powerful. And it's the truth, Lolette. You know?
Mm.
What you made, the statement you made just now is a powerful statement. Continue, please.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, it's the commonality.
Commonality.
You know, when
yes.
The commonality.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when you understand somebody's story,
yes,
you don't discriminate against them.
That is powerful. Let me tell them this in Periscope. What she says, and if you get nothing else out of this episode, I know it's new and we're trying to figure it out. She says, when you understand about another individual person's story, there's nowhere in your heart that you're going to prejudice against them. Isn't that the truth? Because when you know somebody's story and you understand them, all you can do is to love them and respect them. Isn't that the truth, guys? If that resonates with you, put some heart so we understand. That is so true, Lolette. That is so true. Go ahead.
Yeah. And two stories, you know, the cards, the proverbs, the values,
yes,
around,
yes,
the stories. Every,
yes,
proverb tell a story.
Every proverb tell a story. And this is what I was explaining to them, because the show started at 7 p.m. So what I was doing, I read your bio for them and I was going through the cards.
Mm.
And I was reading it for the people who are probably listening online. And I was showing the people on Periscope through the camera. So they understand that. So those that were on the phone when I said you call in, they were very happy to hear that you are calling in, you know. And it gives such value. Yes. 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 Yes.
And also, it doesn't matter around your culture or your background, proverbs are universal. Every country has a proverb.
Every country has a proverb. Right now, I'm showing them the one that says, mischief come by the pound and go by the ounce. I'm showing the people in Periscope that one. And I want to read the translation in English for those probably who just joined Periscope. It's easy to get in trouble, but it's harder to get yourself out of it. Be aware of the consequences of our actions. Isn't that amazing? These cards, parents can even use these cards to do conflict resolution with their children. Conflict resolution with your teenagers. If you're having struggles with your teenagers, yes, the lady from India liked it. She gave a lot of hearts. She said so true. Yes, because a lot of parents, Lolette, they don't know how to start the conversation with their children. Amazing, 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 amazing. So I know we are talking about the values and everything, and I promise them I'm going to milk you and get as much as I can out the 30-something minutes. We still have 24 minutes in there. So what are some groups and organizations that you have implemented this curriculum with?
I've worked with all sorts of organizations. Change management.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership.
Yeah, I told them that.
Communication.
Communication.
Negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Diversity.
You know, diversity.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts. People from all different backgrounds. You know.
Yes.
It's
yes.
all about connecting them through communication. You know,
mm-hmm.
it all comes down to the power of communication.
Yes. 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 Here, I'm going to read one more proverb for them here. It says, you can't sit on the bucket and draw water the same time. You can't sit on the bucket and draw water at the same time.
Performance management.
Yes. Yes, performance management, she says too. To succeed in life, you have to put yourself into action. Get into action, moving. A couple days ago, you guys can go, they're probably not there anymore. You could go back and look on the Periscope that I did a couple days ago about that. Yes, yes. So I know because you and I talked about it before, but I want you to talk about it on the radio now. Why did you create this curriculum? What was going on that you were sick and tired of? And you said enough was enough that caused you to create this curriculum. And tell me piece by piece because I have to tell it to the people in Periscope.
Yes, it is well documented that African Caribbean black boys are underachieving.
All right, hold on. It is well documented that African and Caribbean black boys are underachieving in the UK system. All right, go ahead.
And so I ask myself, what can I do to make a difference?
Then she asked herself, what can she do to make a difference? She didn't just sit by the sideline. She didn't ask them what they're going to do. She wanted to know what she could do. Go ahead.
So I decided the values my grandmother taught me.
So she decided that she was going to teach them the values that her grandmother taught them. And I want to just tell the people on Periscope this part, so, and then you will continue where I left off. The teachers, when she approached the teachers in the UK school system, they told her it was a lost cause because these kids weren't coming to school on time. They weren't learning. And she said to them, just give them to me and I'll show you the difference. So what she did, you know they say, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. She started a breakfast program for the kids at the school. And every day, the breakfast program was at 8 o'clock, and every day, Lolette turned up there. The kids were there waiting on her. So, pick up the story after that, Lolette.
So, what I did, I feed their mind, and I feed their body, and
mm-hmm.
I feed their spirit.
She fed their mind, body, and spirit. The lady, Gerber in India said, wonderful. Go ahead.
Yes. So, you know, they had a holistic approach.
Yes, they had a whole, she said they had a holistic approach to that. And you know the amazing thing that I observe, and when she and I talk, I pondered on this for a couple hours after we got off the phone. The kids saw that somebody knew that they were valuable. And they honored her by turning up on time. Because everybody else in the system had gave up on them. And here's this lady come who is letting them know that they are somebody. That's powerful, guys. Does that make sense to you guys in Periscope? Let me know that it does. Go ahead, Lolette, with the program. Yes, they honored her powerfully. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I then designed a leadership curriculum. So it wasn't
She then designed the leadership curriculum for the boys, yes.
So I look at all their social skills, all the functional skills, all their employability skills.
She examined their leadership skills, functionality skills, and what's the other one?
Employability skills.
Employability skills. So she examined all those three areas of the boys' skills before she implement the curriculum. Yes?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they then have all the skills that when they leave
mm-hmm.
school, they'd be
mm-hmm.
able to become employable.
So after they implemented the curriculum that Lolette developed and spent the time with them, when they all left school, they were able to be employed. And what was the scores? The scores went up how much, Lolette? The academic scores.
It went from 17% to 58%, getting A to C's in the GCSEs. I don't know what the equivalent is in the U.S.
When she took them under her wings, their scores were 17%, and the all scores went up to 58. 58, ladies and gentlemen. So you see what can happen when we show young people that we believe in them? How many of our kids, and you know, I am sure it's not just the Black, Latino, and African kids. A lot of kids who is considered minority are swept under the rugs. And you see what can happen when one woman decide, I can make a difference. She didn't get no grants to do it. She didn't ask no corporation. She went in there with her own money and said, I believe in these kids, from 17% to 58. I applaud you, my sister. I applaud you. Anybody choose to call in with a question for her, please call in 646-915-8166, and we have 17 minutes remaining. Okay, continue, my sister. It just gets me so energized every time I hear the story. So,
yes, and you know, there's also a question that I ask the young people to get them energized and fired up.
Yes, yes.
Instead of asking them, you know, what they want to be when they grow up, I ask them, how would they like to change the world?
Okay, this is something I have to tell. And by the way, Gerber, who is joining us from India, she says she applauds you. What you have done is powerful. Adds to you. She sent like six hearts to you. So instead of asking them what work they want to do and what they want to be when they grow up, she asked each young man that she was working with, how would you like to change the world? And you see what happened there? Wheels started turning and everybody became creative, right?
You know, because sometimes when you ask young people and even adults, what do you want to do, they don't know.
That's right.
But when
that's
you say,
right.
But when you say, how would you like to change the world, the whole motivation changes.
Exactly, because everybody wants to say, have a say in making a difference. What Lolly just shared, guys, for those of you on Periscope, what she says is that even adults, when you ask us what we want to do, a lot of us don't know. And we know that's true because those of us who are on here, a lot of us don't have any idea what our niches are. But when you ask somebody about what they want to do to change the world, everybody becomes creative and they start thinking. Yes, yes, yes. That is so true. That is so true. So right now, how many students do you have in the program? Thank you for
Right now, I no longer work with young people.
Ah.
What I find is that a lot of adults in transition, especially between the age of 45 and 65.
Yes, 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 yes.
They never got the opportunity when they were younger
to blossom,
to do all the things that they wanted to do. So they brought children up. Children had flour on the roof. Some of them have given up their jobs to look after children. So, you know,
yes.
They're returning. Mother returns to work.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
what
that's
she
the
said,
group.
Let me just tell them in Periscope. She no longer works with the young people now, but she found out that adults in the ages of 40 and 60, a lot of them did not get the opportunity to explore all their greatness in their younger years. So now they are going back to do those things that they did not accomplish. So she has now invested her time in these people. And she's traveling to different countries. She's not only doing it in the UK. She does it in London. She does it all over the world. people on the radio probably thinking I didn't hear her say all of that, because I know she and I talked already. So I know that. Fantastic. Broadening your vision. The lady in India says, that's fantastic, and you're broadening her vision.
Yes, you know, it's people in transition. That's my niche now. It's people in transition.
Okay, her now niche, and she's willing to come to India because now her niche is people in transition. So if you want to get her to come to India, by all means, she's ready. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to find out from her now whether she is available, because you miss a great portion of today, people in transition. Yes, that's the population she's working with now. And as I say, she travels. She and I will be doing some work together too. So if you want her to come to India to do some work, let us know. So, Lolette, because you miss a great portion of today, for whatever reason, what's your time like on Wednesday? Can you join at 11 a.m. my time on Wednesday to finish your conversation? Because I have another show on Wednesday.
What? You see, that's the time difference. I got confused, you know.
Okay,
so
right.
What time is it there now?
Now it is 8:15 p.m. at night. 8:15 p.m. at night. But the Wednesday show is in the a.m. So I will need you to call in at 11 a.m. Eastern time. 11 a.m. New York time. If you are available, I would like to finish the conversation. Now, we only have 11 minutes leave, and I know we haven't scratched the surface of all the stuff you have to talk about. So,
okay.
Do you have the time available?
Yeah. But I just want to find out, because what it is, the reason why I call this time, I got confused with the time differences.
Okay. I thought you fell asleep, and I kept sending messages. And anyhow, let's use the next 10 minutes valuable, and then after the show, if you call me back, we can confirm.
Yeah.
We can confirm
definitely.
That. So the people in the in Periscope, if you have any question for Lolette, would you type it in the box, and I will ask her the question, and I'll repeat the answer for you so you can hear. And for those of you online, if you want to call in, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So Gerber and Amber and Style, if you have any question, just type it in the box there, and I will read it for her. So I'm excited. She's going to come back Wednesday at 11 a.m. and we are going to finish the conversation here. But we have 9 minutes now that we can. Okay. Is it more difficult to work with those in transition? She's asking Lolette, Gerber from India is asking if it is more difficult to work with people in transition.
No, because they're at a crossroads.
She says no, they are at a crossroads. Go ahead.
And just finding out what would make a difference. What would make a difference? You know, how can they make a difference?
And they are
that's
just,
where the key thing is.
Let me tell her that. And then they want to find out, because they're at the crossroads, they want to find out now what are the key things that will make a difference in their lives. And that's the point where they are willing to implement whatever else is going to work, because so far something didn't work for them. Yeah. Anything else pertaining? Great.
So that's
question.
Where the entrepreneurship comes into it.
And she says that's where the entrepreneurship comes into it. because a lot of people in transition, they have great skills. She said, are they receptive? She's asking you. Are they receptive to you and your whatever you're suggesting?
Yes, very much so, because...
She says very much so, yeah?
Because when they see how I have used something as simple as the Proverbs and turn it into a product.
Let me tell her that. She says very much so because they notice that she has used something as simple as the Jamaican Proverbs and has created a product out of that. So she's not high autumn. She's not only telling them to do something. She herself has done it, so she has confirmation for them.
Mm.
Did that answer your question, Gerber? Okay, she's still listening and probably typing. So if you have anything else to add, you can say that.
So the thing is, I always say, if you want to cook, you cook. If you want to... So you want to do whatever you want to do, you know.
So she,
you find a way to pack.
What she says, if you like to cook, you cook. If you like to sew, you sew. Whatever it is you are good at doing, that's what we will help you to convert into a business.
That's it.
Okay? She likes that. She likes what you're saying. So do you think you have a platform in India? You think you have a platform in India? Thank you so much. I honor you and I love those hearts. If you think you have a platform in India, you just reach out to us and let us know. We have 6 minutes remaining. Any more questions from Periscope chat? Or anybody want to call 646-915-8166? Definitely, especially for women. Lalette. She says, when I ask her about India, she said, yeah, definitely, especially for women. So let's talk about it on Periscope, or you can shoot me an email, dynamicdaphne@aol.com, and we will definitely talk about it, Gerber. We love this. I'm glad I was Skyping, I was coping this live as well. And for those of you, I want to remind you that she will be on Wednesday again, but it's at 11 a.m. You are very welcome. She says, thank you, Lalette. Thank you, Gerber, very much. And I look forward to us continued communication. And on Wednesday... We are going to be on at 11 a.m. in the morning. So I just want to give you this time, Lalette, to go ahead and just do a few closing thoughts. We have a little, like maybe 6-7 minutes, because the times ain't syncing together here. The studio time is different. So go ahead, Lalette, just closing thoughts, please.
Just say, there's nothing like passion. There is nothing like passion. When you find your passion, something that drives you, anything is possible.
I just did a scope less than 3 hours ago, channeling your passion. Isn't that something? Just this evening here, I was driving down, I pull over on the street, and I scope it, channeling your passion. And here you are telling what she says, when you have your passion and know what drives you, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Go do it. We're getting a lots of hearts. So those of you who have spent the time, and I would like for you, please, to share this. I know it was a mixture of everything, but I appreciated the people who call in and spent the time with me while we were waiting on Lalette. I enjoy your time with me and having me go through the cards with you and the interpretation. And listen, as I mentioned, these cards can be used with for parents to use with communication with their children. You heard her mention that what she is doing now is working with people in transition, and here is the box for the people on Periscope. That's the box. If you put it on Amazon and everything, you're going to see it right there. That's what the cover looks like. And for those of you on the radio, it's Things Mama Used to Say, Lolette Hudson, 52 Jamaican Proverbs, as enduring wisdom and inspiration. So, I tell you, if you're going through conflict or anything like that, these cards will help you out. And I want to invite you all back on Wednesday, 11 a.m., because I have one more guest that's coming on at 10, and then Lolette and I, we are going to tie up this conversation here because she have a lot of stuff that she did not do. Okay, Gerber from India says, Lolette, cards, and listen to you read them. Okay, it went by so fast, I couldn't say, but I think she says she enjoyed me reading them in the Jamaican dialect. And that she likes them. Because although you remember, Lolette, how you mentioned that it doesn't matter what culture, there were some that I read in Jamaican, and then when I read the English, she was saying it was so true, and she lives in India, and it's still, life is life wherever we go to.
Exactly.
You know? Wherever we go to. So,
life
do you
is
have
life.
A, huh?
Life is life.
Life is life. So do you have any closing words, my friend? Could you read one more? Oh, of course. Oh, she wants me to read one more. All right. This one. The same stick will lick black snake will lick yellow one. The same stick that lick black snake will lick yellow one. The same way someone gossips about someone else, they in turn will also gossip about you. Watch how someone talks about others. Did you like that one, Gerber? I'm going to give you one more bonus. Oh, I love this one. I always like this one. If man not dead, no call him dopey. Oh, guess what? She wrote amen for the other one that I just read. Listen to this one, Gerber. If man not dead, no call him dopey. So here is the English. You can be down, but don't give up on yourself. Believe in yourself. So, we have 90 seconds remaining. Gerber, I'm sure I'll catch you all on Periscope later on. And hopefully, you will be here on Tuesday morning. And we're just going to play our theme song, Lolette, Stay Where You Are, so you can at least hear that. Mm-hmm. If man not dead, don't call him dopey. Yes! She type it over and she says, amen. 60 seconds. My closing song is called Destiny. And you all can look it up on YouTube. But this is the song.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in you?
because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me,
for showing me
and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Gerber. I'll see you later. Bye, Periscope. See you guys later. Thank Gerber for hanging out. Love you, my sister. Thank you so much. Woo! All right, Lolette, good night. You, well, call me on the phone, my darling.
Okay, I'll call you back. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay, bye-bye, bye.